Hello and welcome to the Honey Temple. Today I am going to take a look at the energies for November 2023 and talk a little bit about the 1111 portal, which is a very powerful one this year. It's a triple portal. So catch you back after the intro. Hey, I'm Lee Telford, intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra Course, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn queen. Hello, welcome back. So today I want to take a look at the energies for November 2023. I am recording this on the 8th of November, so apologies, I'm a little bit late. But I suppose it's better late than never. So as usual, I am recording the video version here on YouTube and the audio version if you prefer to just listen to that on the Honey Temple podcast. So I'm just going to get stuck in. Excuse me, I'm choking. Throat chakra must be coming up in November. Yeah, so November, what I was hearing when I just tuned into November on the 1st was that November, so saying no to things in November. And it feels like it's not just November, it feels like, you know, we've just went through very powerful month of October, very powerful, let me just turn the music down, very powerful portal in itself. And many people felt it, and obviously it culminated in Halloween at the end of October, otherwise known as Samhain, which is a real initiation, it's a real death, okay? And the 1st of November is known as New Year's Day, so the end of a year is actually connected to the 31st of Halloween, 31st, which is Halloween. So I just think it's, when I tune into November, it feels like a fresh new start. It is, you know, it's a master month. That's, you know, the 2 1s, which is all about beginnings. And obviously we have the 1111 portal. Now this year is a big one. I have just recorded the activation for it this year. And it's very beautiful. It's very powerful, very different to 1010. And this year it's a triple portal, because if you add up all of the digits on the 11th of November 2023, they all add up to 11. So it's 11, 11, 11 portals. So, you know, a 1 amplified by a 2, you know, 2 1s amplified, double energy, double vibration. Then when you have 2 11s, more double, you know, obviously more energy, heightened vibration, and then 3. So yeah, it's a big one. And it's just this massive doorway that we're walking through. So I'll talk a little bit more about that later. We'll see what comes through in the cards. But that's just one energy for November. And this video is about the whole month. Okay, so I will pop the recording for the 1111 portal. It's a very small energy exchange. I'll pop that link below. And the energy is here now. The energy opened up on the 1st of November. It just peaks on the 11th. Starts to wane, but the doorway stays open right until the 22nd of November, when Sagittarius season comes in, and then it completes on that full moon at the end of November. It's full moon in Gemini, and then I'll take the activation away. So it'll be available until the end of November to purchase, and I hope you enjoy. So let's take a look at November. Okay, so I'm going to keep it really, really simple with the cards. So obviously we are in the 8th, and it's really, really interesting that this year of 2023 is a number 7 year. So number 7 is a number, you know, there's 7 chakras, 7 hormone glands. It's, you know, all numbers are special, but it is a number that's connected to chaos. It's a number that's connected to making decisions, to massive change, to taking responsibility. It's a very masculine number. And number 7 is also connected to the chariot in the tarot. And obviously the chariot is the chariot, it's movement. So it has been a pretty fast paced year, this 2023. It feels like, I certainly felt that, and many of my clients have. And it might not feel like fast moving in a sense that you're getting somewhere, you know, you're calling your dreams, your desires, things are happening. But what it will be is it'll be underneath the surface. Okay, it'll be things that are not in alignment will be coming up to go, and it could feel and look very chaotic and very explosive, as if like, what am I doing wrong? Please, please, please trust me, you're doing everything right. Okay, it's like a volcano that has to erupt, you know, before the good can come in. Okay, we are working into 2024 now, which is a number 8 year, which is a very, I love the number 8. Number 8 is the infinity. It is the 8th month. I am a Leo. It's connected to the number 8. There's the strength card in the tarot, which is connected to Leo the lion. So yeah, I'm excited about that, and I think that, well, it's a number connected to stabilization. So things will start to stabilize next year, and it's to do with balance, it's to do with abundance, so everything that we've been calling in. So yeah, that feels good. But we're closing out this year with this 11-11 portal, and then the 12-12 one. The 10-10 portal brought in this massive awakening. I called it rebirth. This 11-11 portal, I'm calling it, it's like a forward momentum. Okay, it's just this movement forward. And then the 12-12 one is stabilization. Okay, so that feels really, really nice. And with the 11, yeah, with the 11-11 portal, yeah, there's Mother Nature there, Mother Earth. Let's bring her in, Gaia. With the 11-11 portal, it's all about that connection with the masculine and feminine. It's that union, because the number 11 is these two pillars, okay? So, which is a gateway in itself. And that's also connected to your masculine and your feminine energy. So we actually get to meet in the activation I take you through, you get to meet your masculine self and your feminine self. And you get to feel what that feels like in the body, but it's also your inner father and your inner mother, and we get to really leave the past behind. And a lot of it is about forgiveness or acceptance. You don't have to forgive, but it's more for you to move forward. Massive new beginnings, this forward momentum, these wisdom codes are coming in. Many of us will be feeling like ascension symptoms, which could be headaches, which could be aches, pains, you know, and that's the old dense body falling away to allow more light, more abundance to come in. Okay, so let's just bring in our first guide for this reading for the month of November, which is Gaia. But if you look at that card in the background, so obviously this very much is, it looks like a very young Mother Mary. So we're being really asked to mother ourselves in November. I always think it's nice to do that, because December is, like, I remember putting my Christmas tree up so early last year because I was really going through a tough time and I just needed twinkly lights and mothering and nice, you know, energy. So I had to put it up on the 11th of November, which I'll not be doing this year. Yeah, so we're being asked to mother ourselves in November, because December is quite fast paced. Sagittarius energy is adventure, it's fun, it's, you know, it's a busy month, as we know. So take the time to reset, to regroup in November. Say no to a lot of things, because you will be saying yes in December. You know, it is a time where families get together. It is the one time we generally don't say no. So use the month of November to do that, okay? Connect with the Mother Mary. Connect with your mother energy. What your nurturing energy, you know? Feeding nice, yourself nice, good food. You know, staying nice and cozy inside. Going for little walks. Lighting the fire. I'm hearing eggnog early, but anyway, nice cups of tea or cacao. It would be a beautiful time if you have never tried a ceremonial cacao. It is connected to the divine feminine. It is connected to, you know, it's known as the blood of Mother Earth. It's a really comforting drink. It is a beautiful drink for nourishment, for giving you energy. It's called Hug in a Mug. That would be a real, and I'll put a link below of where to get that, or contact me. There is a local contact in Northern Ireland, and also one in the south of Ireland, where you can just message them and they'll send it directly. Okay, and then I can explain how to make it. It's really, really easy. Okay, so yeah, so she is holding, you know, this Mother Mary energy is holding the world in her hands at the minute, because the world is in a bit of despair. And if you're really struggling with stuff going on in your own life, if you're feeling this anxiety that you're not sure where it's coming from, it's probably a collective anxiety. So trust that she's got us, trust that we're okay. It's a gateway in itself. Earth connection. I need to put my glasses on now. Be mindful of the planet. Come back to Earth and stay grounded. So your part, you can stay grounded, you know, drinking plenty of water, taking cacao, just being mindful of recycling, giving back to the Earth, you know, staying in your lane is what I'm hearing. Okay. And what I'm being shown is this, the background here, which is the flower of life. Okay. So the flower of life is about creation, and this 11-11 portal, because it's beginnings, the number one, it's mastery, it's beginnings, it's leadership, it is wisdom. You're the old is falling away for you to create the new. Okay. And in October with the 10-10, it was very much about the death with a bit of a rebirth. And now there's like a forward momentum. It's more about the creation. It's more about the action. And in the actual activation, I take you into three. We go through the main doorway and then you're given a key, which is the ankh. And then we go through three doorways in your life. So I have suggested health, relationships and career or purpose to get some guidance in that for each of yous. But you can obviously have your own theme. Okay, so that feels really relevant. I'm just going to lift the card at the top, which is Hilarion. So that's all about heart healing. Many of us are going through a massive heart healing. That's why our chests are sore. That's why I think you know, ceremonial cacao wants to come in to help us heal. It's a heart expander, a heart healer. I know when I first started taking it, I got a chest infection. Many people worry about pain. They worry about, you know, when, you know, they do stuff and then things get worse before they get better. That is normal in the healing process. So please do not worry about that, okay? If you're concerned, obviously check it out, but tune into your intuition. The wisdom codes are coming in with this 11-11 portal, but also we're getting a massive third eye activation so that we can see clearly, so that our intuition, we're moving very much from a dense 3D. Many, you know, you wouldn't be watching me if you were in a 3D consciousness. You might skip in and out of 3D to 4D. 3D is very much about the physical body, very much about we're all separate, very much about material things and right, being right or wrong, it's good or bad, it's everybody else's fault, that sort of thing. It's very ego. And then we move to the 4D, where we're starting to become aware of there is more than just us, we are connected. We're starting to bring a bit of empathy and compassion in. We're starting to look at our deeper stuff, okay? And then there's the 5D, and this 11-11 gateway and doorway is all about stepping into 5D. And what you'll find is you might have been in this place before this 11-11 portal of going from 3D, 4D, 3D, 4D. You know, you will feel compassion and then you'll get triggered and then you'll feel compassion and all sorts of stuff. Now, when we move into the 5D, you'll jump up and down between the 4D and the 5D, and then it will be more difficult to go back to 3D. 3D is where you're not awake at all. You're not conscious of that there is more than just the physical body. And everything is symbolism when you move into the 5D. So that's what's wanting to come in, you know, globally and collectively. Okay. And in order to do that, we must be in our hearts. We must heal the hearts. The heart is the chakra. It's the bridge between the upper three chakras and the lower three chakras. And obviously, you know, I do an energy reading every month. And you know, we've got September, October, November. So in September, it was very much what I remember is, because it's all channels, so it's hard to remember, it was about the base chakra. It was about looking at the roots of stuff, bringing stuff up that's in the base chakra to be healed, deep fears, okay? Because we can't build from unstable foundations. So we have to go back, pull that out of the roots, and then move forward. You don't need to stay in that. And then the October very much was connected to the sacral chakra. You know, it is the color orange. It is the color of Halloween. And so relationships would be maybe coming up. The death of all things, relationships and work and with people, with yourself. Stuff around career and money also could have been coming up, that sacral chakra. Also, it's the emotional center. So many were feeling emotional as we step into Scorpio. It's quite an intense emotional sign. Okay, so then as we're in November, we're moving into the solar plexus, okay? The inner child, the inner warrior, we're getting a bit stronger as we move into December in the heart. So very much this November, December feel linked a little bit as we're moving towards a heart-centered consciousness, as we're moving towards healing our hearts, okay? When you fully, what that's why we do the inner work. That's why many people come to me. And they don't realize there's these different layers in the hearts of pain and triggers, and we go back and we pick them back one by one to heal. And then you're fully at ease and harmonized in yourself, and nothing triggers you. So a good place to start is by sitting with yourself every day, having a daily cup of cacao, journaling, acknowledging your emotions. You know, I've just picked my daughter up there and I talked to her. She's quite a wise little soul, and we've been talking about anger. She gets triggered very easily. She gets very, very angry, and that's okay. We all do. And my other daughter went to see my friend and her baby, and I knew that she would be annoyed. She wasn't going, and she didn't say much, but she says, "Mommy, I'm feeling quite angry right now." And I says, "Well, that is brilliant that you're acknowledging it, that you're saying it with a calm voice, and it's okay to feel angry. And let me see what I can do and see if I can arrange for you to see her over the next couple of days. But you've got to trust that you will in its own time, and we can't control everything." Okay, so that was really lovely. So acknowledging your emotions, okay? Honor your sensitivity. It says retreat to recharge and heal. Your light can support others. So there might be some people. I talked about October being a retreat to recharge month. It still feels that we're in that retreat phase in November, up until this portal and this new moon in Scorpio. Okay, and then it feels like a forward momentum movement might come in, but very, very slowly. Okay, so still allow that time. I really loved it. I took last week off. I was avoiding taking it off because I generally just keep working, but once I took it off, I really realized I needed it. And I got to work on a lot of my deep stuff, which has to be, you have to do that as a healer, as a teacher yourself. Okay, so I'm going to ask for one more card collectively, the guide for us for November, please, as a collective. This one, the Holy Spirit, expect miracles. I just love this card. I just love this card. This card has kept me going this past year because it's been a tough year. Expect miracles. You've got to have that faith. You've got to trust. You've got to have hope. You've got to believe, that this is not it, that there is more, that we deserve happiness, joy, love, desires, all of the things that we're calling in. Okay? Remember that only love is real. Okay? Stay in your heart. If you're feeling triggered, take yourself away. Okay? You can still deal with it, put boundaries in place. But if you're in a reactive place, take a minute and breathe into the heart center. Miracles will occur naturally. Spirit has your back. Okay. Very, that's like the female and male, Mother Mary, Gaia energy there. Very Jesus-like energy. These wings. And funny, there's a in the 11/11 portal activation, we go through a Kundalini union. And I always see the Caduceus symbol, which is a staff with two wings, and then these two snakes that go up the staff, which is representative of your masculine and feminine at the base of your spine, and these two wings at the top coming out of your shoulder blades represent power. And that is ultimately what we're doing in November with that 11/11 activation, is calling back all parts, connecting our feminine and masculine, our union with ourself, being fully in our power before then we can move forward. So that those wings feel really relevant right now. Okay. So let's ask for an animal guide for November. I don't want this to be too long. An animal guide for November. The tiger, the cat energy. What was I talking about? The funny, I did a meditation for Samhain for the last couple of months, the last couple of weeks of October, and I took us through what it was guided to do was take us, it was like Wizard of Oz theme, and that would still be really relevant right now to do that meditation. And we got to meet these three aspects of the self, which are representative of, you know, the story of the Wizard of Oz, okay? You know, was the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion, okay? And we're asking to, you know, really connect with this lion energy, this courage. This is connected in with the sacral chakra also. It's our fire, it's our spirit. And we're really being asked to move away from being all things, you know, running around doing everything, people pleasing, you know, not putting our self-care first, and actually calling in support, connecting. The cat actually is our intuition, you know, that is our intuition energy, and that is what's coming in. But if we don't slow down and be and connect within and just slow right down in the feminine, we won't be able to hear or connect with our intuition, okay? And it's always there wanting to guide us home. Okay. What else am I seeing with that? I mean, that's a doorway in itself there also. Okay. So it feels like this is us, like the old us, walking through the doorway. And it looks like the unknown. You don't know that there's help there of a big massive cat and a new outfit. So, but as soon as you walk through, you're just going, surrender it all, you know. You're jumping on this support. You've got the energy of the cat and the dog, okay? And the dog is very much, you know, unconditional love. The cat is seen as a more of a selfish animal, but actually that's the way we all need to be. We need to be putting the self first in order to fill this cup up, okay? And yeah, so connect with that cat energy. Okay, and I'm hearing boundaries. So this is solar plexus, okay, this color yellow, which is the month of November, which is all about setting boundaries, saying no, and connecting with the inner child, but more so the inner teenager. Okay, I'm feeling more so the inner teenager. The inner teenager, which really starts, you know, any, you know, really from 11, I suppose, you know, upwards. And the inner teenager is when you start to get that voice. It's when you start to, you know, have, you know, you want to have a say, you want to be heard, you want that independence. It's when hormones kick in also. So, you know, it's when you sort of, you know, decide who you are, you choose your friends, all that sorts of stuff. And then, you know, as you move to sort of 14, you start to choose GCSEs, you start to think about career. It's so early to think about career and purpose. You know, no wonder so many people struggle with being in the wrong career or what is my purpose, because how are we meant to know at that young age? I certainly didn't, and there were certainly no options for what I do now in the careers advice. Do you know? So I encourage you, if purpose is something that you're looking at, which many are this year, and that third doorway in the activation, if you do it, connect to what you love to do, what fills you up, which is joyful. What does the inner child love to do? Okay. Connect with a hobby. I love what I do. I love this. You know, I wake up every day and I just love it. And you can feel that from my energy when I'm doing the videos. You know, I am rushing between picking my child up from school. The only reason I can do this video is because I had a cancellation of a client. And then I have to watch the time before I have to go and take my daughter to football. So, you know, I could be lying on the sofa, a cup of tea, some chocolate, watching Netflix. But I want to come do this. Do you know? Because I love it. Do you know? So the other energy, we have two more animal cards here. And we have the wheel. And when I, and look at her, she's resting. She's resting. But the wheel is very much a mother energy. It's nudging her. So you're being nudged a little bit in November. What's working, what's not. I think you need to wake up now from your slumber. And the wheel is very much connected to your song. It says there, song lines, okay? Singing your own tune, the voice, which is your authentic self. And very much when we move into this 5D consciousness, it's all about authenticity. And that's the key to everything. And then, I love this, we have the deer. The deer is also the seer. That's what comes through in the 11-11 activation, is this third eye activation. So you can be the seer in your own life. you know. Many kings employed seers. Well, it was Nostradamus was a very well-known seer that they brought them in for guidance, for wars and for their life and all sorts of stuff. Everybody can be a seer, okay? Connect with the intuition. Everybody has access to it. And this also says par, okay? So this is very Diana, Athena. Oh my God, it's the card number 11. Getting right up. That's why I always shuffle on camera. I know it's why my videos are a bit longer, but I just love you to see the energy coming in the moment, okay? And that's very much this big sacral chakra moving into this doorway, moving towards the solar plexus. And what is she carrying there? Can't really see. Yeah, she's, you know, she's fully in her power, but very feminine and masculine. So, you know, when you think of somebody in their power, traditionally the old way, you know, all armored up, you know, she's just fully in her heart. That's the only armor that she needs. It's the only protection that she needs. Okay. But she still has weapons if they are needed. Her bow and arrow. Okay. And think of a deer also in life. If you're struggling with anything in life at the minute, if there's stuff going on, like, you know, everybody has so much going on. There's so much stuff. Take a minute to go quiet, to get guidance on it. Like the deer. If you think of a deer, you know, I'm thinking of that term, you're the hunted or the hunter. You'd rather be the hunter, but be a gentle, graceful hunter. But you can't ignore it if you are being hunted, you know. You can't stay in love and light. You still got to protect yourself. You still got to respond in a particular way. And that's where boundaries, graceful boundaries come in. Okay. And the deer stops and it listens and it responds. But it's not complacent. It's not going to be naive enough to think it won't get hurt. Okay. Love that. Okay. So I am going to keep it really, really simple. And I'm not going to stay on too long here. I'm going to pull one more card. So in November, right, we have this 11-11 portal, which I've been banging on again about, which hopefully I'll not say more. That's it, done. We have this new moon in Scorpio on the 13th, so 2 days after the portal. And this is, oh, that's the wrong one. It's this one. New moon. New moon in Scorpio, work through fears. That's what's coming up. Okay, that's why many people are feeling anxiety and stuff at the minute. Stuff that we, say my one-to-ones, we are not able to ignore anything anymore. Anything that we suppressed, ignored, too difficult to deal with, it's too uncomfortable, I don't know what to do, is coming up to be looked at. It's a pain, but it's coming up for your highest good because we're manifesting and ascending at such a rate. This will help the rise of the planet, the rise of humanity. This will bring more light in everywhere, okay? When we just face those fears and deal with them, okay? And not run from them. So that's that new moon in Scorpio. And then on the 17th to the 19th, we have a Palladian, which I had no idea, this Palladian alignment portal. And I'm from Pleiades. So Pleiades is a star cluster role from a particular star cluster. There's Pleiades, there's Sirius, there's Arcturus. It's one of the things I identify in your Akashic records when we do that. So Pleiades are visionaries, and that is a portal energy on the 17th and 19th. A lot of downloads coming in to help you, their creation codes really. And then on the 18th we have this Sun conjunct Mars. So there's a lot of Mars energy this month. So anger is definitely a theme that I'm noticing. And with anger, right, it's important to just, number one, be aware of it, like my daughter was. Just that awareness is all you need. But many of us have been told it's bad, it's shameful, you shouldn't feel that, particularly women, which is wrong. So acknowledge it. This is when I'm feeling it. Own your own stuff. Rise above a situation, look down at it. Go and move through it. Whether you scream into your pillow, whether you go to the gym and work through it, go for a walk or a run, paint, wash dishes, you know, whatever, just to move through that, okay? Go into the sea, having a bath, okay? Just that acknowledgement. If it involves somebody, energetically bring them in, you know, say what you need to say to their soul, forgive and release, accept, or hold a ball of energy and release it all into this ball, visualize throwing it out the window, okay? Or actually write a letter and rip it up, called Rage on a Page. Gabby Bernstein talks about that. Okay, so there's many things you can do, okay? Just have an awareness of it, because when that anger gets suppressed in the body, we get inflammation, we get really sick, okay? And it really affects the liver. The liver is the one organ, and the liver is, you know, we're talking about solar plexus here in November, and that is connected to insulin. It's connected to the pancreas hormone gland, which produces the hormone insulin. So we can want to eat more sugar. We can want more comfort food, okay? Carb, sugar. And then that affects the corresponding organs around it, which I'm doing the infinity, is the liver and the gallbladder. The liver is, in traditional Chinese medicine, which is my nutrition training, holistic nutrition training, that is where we hold anger, in the liver. And then in the gallbladder, that is where we hold resentment. The other thing that's connected with anger is boredom. Boredom is connected to anger. So if you're feeling bored, there's something not right. Acknowledge that too. Okay. And with the liver, if the liver's out of balance, you'll feel sluggish in the morning. You could feel very angry, very irritable. There's many, you can get headaches. And that's why a lot of the times when you have headaches, it can be an energy coming in, but it's just like you're about to blow. You know, so breathe through that. You know, if your feet are cold, draw the energy down into the earth, ground yourself, okay? All right, many things there. Right. What else? And then on the 22nd of November, then we leave Scorpio season. I was going to go, yay! Oh, I struggle with October. You know, October this year, it wasn't too bad, you know, because I've looked at a lot of stuff in my life, but I have struggled with it. Many will know that how I started into this work was mental health, was, you know, around Halloween time, I actually tried to take my own life many years ago. Is it 2007? So what's that? I don't even know how many years that is ago. And that's how I started into this. So I really feel the death of October and the energy of October every year too. Okay, so we have Sagittarius season comes in the 22nd, and that's obviously when the portal energy closes too. Okay, not fully, but the peak of it. And then in the 27th, we have a full moon in Gemini. Full moon in Gemini. Okay, the answers you need are coming. Thank goodness. The answers you need are coming. Okay. Trust, have faith. Let's get to there. Okay. So just as we close, I am going to, as I always do, the other thing was I wanted to mention was Saturn. Saturn is like a great father energy. Saturn is this, it's the planet connected to karma. It helps us with boundaries. And Saturn has been in retrograde, which means it appears to be going backwards. It's been in retrograde since March. I'm an astrologist, by the way, which is why I'm looking at notes, okay? So apologies if I say anything wrong, but it's just really important to understand this stuff. And then I relate it with the tarot, what energy I'm bringing through. So it says we've been learning lessons about maturity and spiritual growth and boundaries, okay, since March, okay? We've been shown what's not working. We've been shown what we need to do. Maybe not haven't acted on it, but we know what we need to do. Now, as Saturn goes forward, goes direct, and it went direct on Saturday past there. So this is why it's stuff. It's got forward momentum. That is where you might find yourself speaking up. You might find yourself saying something to somebody or setting boundaries that you are going, God, where'd that come from? And just not taking stuff anymore. Okay, it's starting to put you first. Run with that, go with it, but remember the heart centered. Remember to rise above it. Remember the triggers. Remember to not speak in anger, to not transfer. We have to be really, really careful with our words and our thoughts, because we can send that energy to other people if it's not processed. Okay? And please understand that everybody has their own thing going on. Everybody will see the world, will see the situation differently depending on their level of consciousness, depending on their upbringing, depending on the level of work that they've done, and nobody is wrong. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll leave it there. So yeah, it's the planet of responsibility. So I need to add that in. All right, so let's ask for, let's keep it three cards. Three action cards for November. So what is the challenge? Let's do this. What is the challenge for November? One card. What is coming in to help us? And how can we move through it? Okay, perfect. The challenge. These two cards came up for the 11-11 activation. I said I wasn't going to mention it again. It's really hard not to. It's like big. Okay. Pele is the Hawaiian goddess. Okay. And as you can see there, she's a fire goddess. And fire is connected to anger. You'll have these different deities, okay? So you'll have heard of like Lilith energy. You'll have heard of like Kalima. You know, what other ones is there? They're all this, it's called the dark feminine energy of destruction. Because it's connected to anger. It's connected to boundaries. It's connected to enough is enough now, okay? It's connected to what's called sacred rage. Okay, it is okay to feel your anger. It's just not okay to project that onto somebody. All right, if you go into it, understand it, and then speak from this truth and set boundaries, that is okay. All right, but we have to acknowledge it first. Okay, so did I or did I not mention a volcano at the beginning? So Pele is connected to volcanoes. So possibly, and it's coming up to purify the energy. So what my feeling is, stuff could be coming up if it hasn't already, because I'm recording this a week late. Still 3 more weeks, obviously, in October. So what could be coming up with this new moon in Scorpio? And it feels like it's bringing stuff up that we have avoided, that we don't want to look at, and it has to come up in this powerful way to get our attention. It's like a wake-up call, okay? Like this volcano of stuff in our lives, the symbolism of that, to get us to look at that. Please just take a moment to go, okay, this is crap, right? This is really, don't want to deal with this, but I know I have to. And feel whatever you need to feel, your anger, your emotions, your blame, you know, do what you need to do, that's okay. And then come into your heart, come into your body and go, right, what's the lessons, what's the learnings? I know that this is coming up for a reason. What have I not been doing? What is my part to play in this? What is their part? You know, and what's interesting is, you know, this is very connected to the womb as well. You know, so, and that's our base chakra, and that's where we create from. All right. Is there anything else there? Yeah. Yeah, I bring you into the fire energy in the activation too. Sophia, the wise woman. This is what's coming through. Now remember, these are challenges. So this energy, Sophia energy, Sophia codes, Sophia wisdom codes I'm hearing. Like that's a very much a crone energy, is your wisdom, your wise self. It's the crone in females. It's called the sage in males. It's this wisdom that wants to come through to help you in your own life. So once this is erupted, take a moment, connect in with your divine masculine energy, connect in with your wisdom, allow the codes to come through, and you will be shown solutions. But you are giving birth to something new here, okay? Sophia is known as the female Christ as well. Okay. So we have these two cards here. And this is how we're going to move through it. To make this easy for me. Kalima, did I not mention these are the same energies? Okay, same energies. It's the ultimate death. You know, it's the Kali is the dark feminine, but boy, when you work through this energy and when you understand this energy and you master this energy, it's very Scorpio season, you know. It's just allowing you to look at what you don't want to look at. It's allowing you to destroy anything that's not in alignment with truth, with who you are, with your heart. Stop the people please and put the boundaries in place. Very much take the mask off. Okay. many of us have been wearing masks, trying to be oh so good and do the right thing and hide our true selves, maybe not feeling good enough, not being our authentic self. You've really been asked to be that authentic self, okay? You know, really show who you are. And you know, I'm hearing that quote, we are not for everyone, okay? Not everybody will get me. I will not get other people, do you know? But there is, we all have our tribe. We all have our soul family. And then we're being asked to speak our truth, okay? Communication is key at this time. Key, like I can't, but like many of us, like we haven't really been taught how to communicate, many of us. So there's something about Mercury, yeah, on the 10th, so that's in 2 days time, that's on Friday. Mercury is in Sagittarius. What have I wrote there? Free spirit. So yeah, and also today Venus is in Libra. So Venus is the sign connected to the feminine. Venus, love, feminine. Libra is the scales, balance, harmony. So I sort of feel as I you know, this is a really good time with this new moon energy, and you know, with this portal, the new moon, to actually speak your truth, to actually look at resolving things in relationships around you, okay? We've held things in for far too long. So if you do have conversations to have, and you're feeling quite angry and you can't actually get your words out, write the stuff down first. Get that off your chest first, okay? I would often do that before we can allow the sun in. The sun is the solar plexus, okay? The sun is the masculine. The light wants to come in, but we must deal with all of this stuff first, okay? I think I'm gonna leave it there. And I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you have a lovely November. And if you feel called to do my 11 in portal activation, I will pop the link below. Or if you want to work with me in a one-to-one or Akashic Records, I'll also pop the link below. And much love. Thank you for watching. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode. And please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.